from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Area sports knowledge as well. Purdue Brazil goes back with the Oakland A's. Real quick, Pods, I want to squeeze this in because we haven't talked about the Warriors schedule release. First couple games on the road, Portland, Utah, home opener against the Clippers. They've got 24 national televised games. 24. 24, second only to the L.A. Lakers. Second only to the L.A. Lakers. So they're still
on NBC?
Fever. NBC.
Not Bay Area. NBC, the bigger.
Well, that'd be next season.
You're right, because TNT's got one more year.
They've got one more year.
Not a lot of people happy about that, by the way, that the Lakers and Warriors, who are probably going to be fringe playoff contenders, have the most. But, hey, LeBron James, Steph Curry, that's what it is.
Going back to the Seattle Mariners not getting television for, you know, whatever, or a Sunday Night Baseball, it is about drawing the largest audience. So, like, We could poo-poo it and get angry and all that, but, like, there's a business element to it.
Yeah, no doubt. 24 national televised games, 12 other games on NBA TV. Of course, the season tip-off at Portland against Chauncey Billups and the Portland Trailblazers.
A must-win for the Trailblazers?
Must-win for both teams. Game one.
Game one for Chauncey Billups' life.
Motor City are going to be rocking for the season opener. Dude, it will be.
Sell me on that game right now.
It's the season opener.
Uh-huh.
Scoot Henderson, second season. DeAndre Ayton looking to get traded. They're going to be fired up there. It's a pageantry for a new season for the Portland Trailblazers. And you got Chauncey Billups. And, oh, by the way, you got Terry Stotts. Hold on, I'm not done. Terry Stotts' revenge game. He's an assistant coach for the Golden State Warriors, the team that fired him and blamed him for everything. He gets his sweet revenge in his first ever game as an assistant coach for the Golden State Warriors.
You're brilliant. I swear to God, I love you. It's incredible how you can do that.
Hey, Portland must win. You don't want to start 0-1.
Pick a game on the schedule right now that's really garbage at the end. Just randomly pick a game, you know, like April 7th against the, whatever.
Well, they play the Spurs the third to last game of the regular season. No chance Wembanyama's playing in that game, by the way.
Sell me on that.
Wemby.
No, that's not true.
Sell me on that game.
It's a home game for the Warriors. I do believe the Spurs will be in the mix for at least a play-in berth.
That's their only visit to the Bay Area, by the way.
Their only visit to the Bay Area. Wemby will be playing. Wemby will be playing. And you got Chris Paul. You think Chris Paul's happy about not playing that much in the play-in game?
Hey, Dub Nation, it's Chris Paul.
Pod's playing
it's
above
a Steve
him.
Steve Kerr, Chris Paul revenge game.
Dude, it is Wemby coming to the Bay, fighting for the lives of the San Antonio Spurs, trying to get into the play-in.
USA and you know revenge.
And the officiating crew will be catering to the Spurs because they know we got to get Wemby in the playoffs. We got to get him on the platform here.
Could that be one of Pop's last games?
Could it be one of Steve Kerr's last games?
Win one for Pop.
It could be.
Stock in Andrew Wiggins.
Andrew Wiggins.
14 back-to-backs. We're not going to touch that. 14 back-to-backs. Christmas Day against the LA Lakers. Christmas Day. We get Christmas Day with the LA Lakers. 2 p.m. tip off at Chase, right? Is it 2 p.m. or 5 p.m.? 5 p.m. tip off. I love that. I love that. Maybe we'll pre-tape. We taped the, well, I shouldn't say this, but we taped the Christmas show last year. Taped it and then came in at tip off and then did the show after the game. So no halftime because it'd be national television. But, you know, maybe, you know.
It's anything real anymore. You just broke my heart saying that.
No, it's just the one game. Just the one game.
I don't know now.
Let him, you know.
It's just one game.
It bothers me.
I've worked Christmas like for the last 11 years. I don't even think it's a holiday for me anymore. MLK Day. Oh, I don't have to sell this game. It's the Boston Celtics.
It's the Jason Tatum revenge game.
Jason Tatum, Jalen Brown are going to want to drop 50 minutes. Each.
He'll finally get some minutes.
So it schedules out. Schedule out. But the reason why I love the schedule release, because now I can look at the football season and say, okay, where's the conflicts at for Sunday?
Give me all the Clay games.
Oh.
Against the Warriors.
Oh, Clay. We got November 12th.
That's at home for the Warriors.
That's at home for the Warriors.
All right.
November 12th. Here, I pull it up right here because I had it. I had it all written.
I just figured you had it memorized.
No, I didn't memorize the schedule. Basketball schedule is tough to memorize. But yeah. Here you go.
Yeah.
Here you go. All the Clay games. November 12th.
Mm-hmm.
February 12th in Dallas.
Mm.
And then February 23rd, my mom's birthday, at home against Klay Thompson. So three games against Klay, plus the IST game. Remember, they're in the same pool with the in-season invitational. So they're going to have about four Klay games.
Look at you coming around on the IST.
I mean.
How will the Lakers defend their IST?
Hey, listen, I could sell everything. I'll sell the IST. It brought some excitement up. It brought some excitement. And then you got Lakers Pacers at the championship in Vegas.
What is the game that Draymond's circling?
Ooh, well.
The Rudy Gobert game?
The Rudy Gobert game.
When is it?
When is that game? When do they play? Ooh, they play Minnesota, looks like December 8th.
December 8th.
I don't know. The schedule's fuzzy.
Nearly a day that we're living in for me.
It's fuzzy on this calendar. Let me pull it up. But no, that's the first game against Minnesota. No. Yeah, that's the first game against Minnesota at home. I thought they had an early road game against Minnesota. But that's the first game, Draymond and Rudy Gobert at home. Here we go. Let me pull this up right here. Let me get a good, clear copy. Oh, don't have that.
Greatest revenge game in the history of the Bay Area in either direction for a player that left and had to play somewhere else or for a player... Yeah.
December 8th against Minnesota.
Join the Warriors. What's the greatest revenge game?
For the Warriors?
Oh. Greatest revenge game. Because I already know what it is in my head.
Greatest revenge game for a player playing against a former teammate?
No, just like just revenge. Bay Area revenge game in some fashion. Some form or fashion.
I don't know. What, Chris Webber?
I was going to, on my top five, somewhere, I think it's the Andrew Luck playing Jim Harbaugh at... Candlestick when the Colts smacked up the Niners 2 days after Alden Smith crashed into a tree.
That was a close game, 13-7, fourth quarter.
Andrew Luck was special.
He was special,
game.
But it was a 13-7 game in the fourth quarter. It was really close. No, you know, the greatest revenge game, and thankfully he didn't get revenge, was when Alex Smith came back to Levi's Stadium with the Kansas City Chiefs. First year of Levi's, and the Chiefs were up 7-0 in that football game. Threw a touchdown pass to Travis Kelce, a little tight end screen. And the Niners used a fake punt at the end of the game to keep possession and keep the Chiefs off the field. And it was like, we can't let Alex Smith win that football game. You can't let him win that football game. And they didn't win that football game. Thank the heavens for that. Joe Montana playing for the Chiefs against the Niners. That was good.
That's a great one. And he beat Steve Young. Yeah.
KD going off against OKC and Westbrook.
Nick Ahmed hitting that home run.
Yeah. What about Derek Fisher showing up to that playoff series late when he was on the Jazz?
Bring that up. Shut up.
I don't know why that popped in my head the other day, and I just, I hated that game so much. They cut over to him on that bike every time.
And Derek Fisher is coming out onto the floor.
Such a heroic return.
He just got here from the airport, and I was like, oh, God.
Real quick, because we're going to get back to the Bay Bird series and everything, but real quick, Pods joined Willard and Dibs yesterday, or Willard and FP, and Pods talked about his goals for the season, Warrior fans' goals for the season.
Everybody's goal is to win the championship. So that's obviously number one on the bucket list above any individual goal. I think, you know, seeing what that's like to be in the in-season tournament, you know, semifinals and finals, that's another goal of ours to win our pool, You know, we want to be a top six team. I think it's super crucial that we get into a seven-game series because, you know, like Steve and everyone else has said, it's, I feel like it's hard to beat a Steph Curry-led team four times out of seven games. And I think last year, if we were able to get in that situation where we were handed a seven-game series, I think, you know, the results would have been different. So I think just being a top six seed after the regular season's over is something that we have our eye on as well, and then kind of just go from there. But yeah, just extending our season. Honestly, for me, being done since, I think, what, April 17th, whatever it was, to now, I mean, it's felt like an eternity. And so, you know, I don't want that feeling of having to sit at home and watch other teams play. I'd rather be the last, you know, one or two teams playing. So just goals like that. And, you know, as a competitor, you want to win everything you can. So anything that comes our way, I know, me especially, I'll be ready for it.
He'll be ready for it. By the way, did Klay Thompson return? He's actually the opener of the NBA Cup schedule. That will kick off the NBA Cup when Klay Thompson returns November 12th.
Is that a Friday night?
Oh, I don't.
Or is it a Tuesday night?
Let me see. It is a November 12th. It is a Tuesday night, 7
so
p.m.
So last year, it was the second game, the OKC game that went down to the wire on a Friday night?
Yep, Friday night.
That was the second game. Okay.
Was that the first game? Sure.
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, I think it was the first game.
That was a Friday night, though.
Friday night.
That was a great game.
It was a great game.
That might be one of the best games.
All the games were fun.
Year.
The Sacramento game on a Tuesday with the Warriors blew a 24-point lead. You pull Moses Moody in that one.
Pods has a lot of Brock Purdy vibes and just like, you know, it feels like he just passes the eye test on a lot of things.
Yeah.
And I was saying this to Lubman yesterday. Like, they're very different. I'm not here to like, you can't equate the last pick in the draft to being a third or fourth rounder in baseball. Right. They're just very, or even like a late first rounder or mid first rounder in basketball. It's just so, it's so different. So, so different. But in terms of like passing the eye test and like the guy belongs, I don't know how great he is, how good he is. Like Pods belongs, right? Same thing I feel like about Tyler Fitzgerald. When I watch Tyler Fitzgerald play baseball, I get the Brock Purdy, like, he passes the eye test. Like, I don't know what he'll end up being. I don't know how sustainable this is. I don't know how great. I don't think he's just going to, like, bottom out and not be a big leaguer. I think this is this is a guy who's going to be on a big league roster somewhere for the next decade. And when I watch Tyler Fitzgerald, I don't think he's a 12 home run every month guy, because that would put you into the Hall of Fame. But I certainly don't think he's a guy who's going to bat 100 for 6 months and not be in the bigs. I think he passes the eye test, and I get a lot of the same Brock Purdy humbleness, grindstone, big picture, just kind of like, I don't know, man. I really like Tyler Fitzgerald. Then I put Pods in that same kind of bucket.
Yeah, I think Pods, you know, gets a lot of heat for whatever reason. But, you know, he may first team all rookie. I think he's a winning player. You know, I don't care what the stat sheet says. But the vibe I get from Pods, and we don't know how good he's going to be, but I like having aspirations of saying, hey, I'm going to play for the 2028 Team USA Dream Team.
Yep.
I'm playing in the Olympics. I like the fact that he has those goals. What's wrong with that? Have some confidence in yourself. This guy was counted out early on in his college career. Had to come out to Santa Clara to make a name for himself, and he did that under Herb Sendek, the head coach of Santa Clara. Pods just... And I talk to more and more people. They say, man, the guy just, he's one of those winning players that you can have on a championship type of team. So what does that net in terms of raw data, raw numbers? I don't know. Is it 13 points a game? Is it 40% from the three-point line? I don't know that yet. But the fact that he's working on this game, he told Willard FP, look, no more hook shots, no more floaters. I'm working on my catch and shoot, and I'm working on my three-point shot. I understand we're going to need that spacing. I'm going to need to extend my range. So like the Giants, like one thing about the Giants, I think people are not, they're a little happy, or they're not happy with the schedule or with their record or whatnot, but at least we get to see the youngsters, right? We get to see Ramos. We get to see Fitzgerald. We're seeing Casey Schmidt.
Unless you're
Bailey.
Luciano and you don't go 10 for 21.
I mean, you know, Luciano, that's another question. But you're seeing the young pitchers, Birdsong, and obviously Kyle Harrison. With the Warriors, at least, which we've been clamoring for the last 2 years, we're going to see the youngsters.
Well, here's where I get a little worried.
Kuminga
making $46, $45, $44 million. It's just a lot of money. Now you could say, Joe, the salary cap, and you have to, you know, make it some sort of a percentage of whatever the salary cap is and break it. And I get the market. I understand all that. It is a lot of money to commit to him. And so
we don't have to do it right away.
What?
You don't have to do it right away.
Well, no, I think the more and more that I've been thinking about it is like, I don't think you should.
Yeah.
I think you absolutely owe it to yourself and the player to allow it to play itself out.
No, let's see what he looks like this year.
I think it would be a mistake for them. Even if they think in him long term, like, what's the price tag if he has a monster year? Even if he hypothetically makes an all-star game, how does the price tag change that much this year?
Yeah, I don't think it does.
In terms of, like,
he'll be worth that 45-50.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Which I'll comfortably and happily pay you.
Yeah.
Come July, whatever.
I was just waiting. The $30 million sounded great. I wanted that $30
million. Well, it didn't, and now it does.
The $30 million was like a bargain. I felt like that would have been a bargain for Kuminga. Now you get the numbers where it's like 5 years, $224 million. It's like, damn.
$30 million.
Damn. Well, in the NBA world, you know, we're talking Monopoly money here. Lowry marketed game number two in Salt Lake City.
Oh.
The Lowry marketing game.
No, that's the Danny Ainge sucks game.
Well, you know, it's in Salt Lake City.
Oh.
And me, Draymond Green, the lockup Lowry marketing.
No, Kuminga's dropping 50 in that one.
Oh, Kuminga might drop 30. Pods is going to light it up.
I need a new Kuminga celebration. He needs to, like throw up the X's or something. Like, he needs to do something when he does something, like, you know, some vicious dunk. He needs, like, something to say, like, y'all should have traded for me when you had the chance.
That's not him, though. He's so, like calm, cool, collected. Like, if he does a stare, though, at the bench to Markkanen, that'd be pretty sick. Just stare at him.
He's in my list of guys in the Bay Area I wouldn't want to cross at all.
Dude, the Lowry marketing game is going to be fascinating. So you get Portland right away. Moda Center will be rocking. Then you get to Salt Lake City.
When is the Moda Center not rocking?
It's always rocking. That's the only show in town. Friday night in Salt Lake City.
No.
Oh, the Timbers.
Well, and that's where our single A team is.
Yeah. Or it's in Eugene.
It's Portland.
That's about an hour and a half away.
I mean, it's Oakland, Sacramento,
Monterey, San Francisco. You know,
exactly.
Yeah. It's all Bay Area.
I mean, technically,
it's all Bay Area.
Santa Clara on certain days is about an hour and a half away.
It's all Bay Area.
If we're being honest.
What else? Just real quick here. So you got marketed game number two. Did he get the Clippers on a Sunday home opener, which would be a lot of fun? And then you get the Pelicans for a little back-to-back, a little baseball back-to-back.
Pelicans.
The team who basically knocked you out.
The Brandon Ingram showcase game.
Or the Zion Williamson
showcase
game.
Come on, Pelicans.
Yeah, baby.
Come on, Pelicans.
Yeah, baby.
They go visit Jordan Poole early November.
Are you going to be able to make it through that Pelicans game? Because if you're devout love of Trey Murphy III.
I do love Trey Murphy. You know, when he worked out here, he was here for like 3 days.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
He locked himself in the gym, and it was half and half. It was mixing in that front office.
He was here for 3 days working out.
Dude, I love Trey Murphy III.
Why do you need to know that?
It's just little details. Like when he worked out the pre-draft combine, you know when they bring these players in, they work them out for a day, sit them off. He was here for three days.
This guy off air is like, the things that I know that you guys don't know about this Warriors team.
I don't even say that. I never say that.
You don't know.
I know. I never say that.
Back and I suppress.
No, I never say that. I just say, you ask me and I say, yeah, I know some things.
Everybody.
Well, I say some things. I'm like, yeah, I'm not telling you. One time I did, the big guy called, hey, man, do you know, da 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 da? And the first thing Shashi says is, how do we bring that on the air? I was like, dude, off the record.
Well,
off
the record is off the record.
No, do not bring it to the air. Because that's how you sink the ship. Do not even. So I see that. So I don't tell you things.
The Joe Shasky Home of Journalism.
Early November, Washington.
Sources are telling me.
Jordan Poole.
According to sources.
Wait, oh, Jordan Poole?
Jordan Poole game. This is a Jordan Poole game. And then,
JP with the Golden State Warriors.
Rashad McCants had a take about Jordan
Poole. If you could trade Wiggins straight up for Jordan Poole right now, would you do it?
I think a lot of people would do it.
That's a great question.
It is a great question.
I would.
I think a lot of people would do it. I'm buying stock in Andrew Wiggins.
Get ready to sell.
No, I'm not selling. I didn't sell on Snell. I'll hold stock, baby. Yeah, even if it sinks, I'm buying the dip.
Even if it sinks, I'm going down.
I'm going down. I'm going.
Is that Dido? I will go down with the ship. There you go.
Is that her second hit?
Yeah.
Okay. Early November, Washington. Then they play Boston.
Ah.
Should Steve Kerr go to that game?
What?
In Boston.
Well, Dave Portnoy is definitely going to be ringside for that, Portnoy, or courtside or whatever.
Let me just say, this guy on camera, Mr. Patriotic, Mr. USA, I'm rooting for France in the gold medal game.
Well, he had two other Boston Celtics on the team playing.
Dude, it's just like, you talk about a dude. I'm not going to do that. Memphis. Memphis is in a cup play in the group for the NBA Cup with the Warriors.
Josh
ready to roll. I'm telling you, Ja's going to be a problem.
I'll be real. Love Ja in the NBA. I want him nowhere near my USA team.
Well, in LA, Ja Morant, Team USA, with his pops?
Yeah, I'm
going to be. Oh, my God.
Ja.
Hey, that is going to be. Where are they going to play the gold medal game after that? Into it, though?
I don't know. But SoFi Stadium? Probably into it, though.
Yeah.
If Team Morant is there, then you better put Sharp courtside as well.
All right. What else? What else do you want to know about the schedule?
Steven Adams.
No, where's Steven Adams? He got traded from Memphis, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, where is he?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you where he is. Aquaman is going to have a new movie coming out soon.
He's a rocket. That's actually a good move for them.
That is a good move for them. Wow. When do the Warriors see Dylan Brooks? Oh, they see him November 2nd.
Hey.
Sixth game of the season.
Look out for my Rockets.
Hey, Shangoon.
They play hard for Ime Udoka.
They do play hard for him.
Emphasis on hard. They actually
Jaylen
do.
Green.
Emphasis on hard. Jaylen Green, Shangoon.
Like Rockets Shangoon. Coming out to play.
That is. I'm like, come on.
Rockets coming out to play.
Dude, he puts out so many mixtapes. I don't even know what's what. Draymond, dude. The summer of Dre.
Rockets coming out to play.
Is he the best Potter alive in terms of athletes currently in the game?
Well, that's what he does.
Best Potter alive.
Well, they're in competition for the podcast of the year.
Who?
These NBA players.
What award? Who's giving that award?
He won it last year. So you got all the smoke pot. I forgot who's giving it out. I got some pot. Look it up, Spinotti or Lubbin. Podcast of the year. Sports podcast of the year, I believe. And Draymond won it last year.
No.
He's got competition, though. You got Matt Barnes and Stack Jack. You got Jeff Teague and Club 502. They're rolling now. You got Iguodala and Evan Turner, the point forward or whatever it is.
Pivot or something?
You got the Pivot podcast.
Yeah, that's a different one.
That's a different one, but they're in the category. They're in the Pat Bev podcast.
He's in Saudi now. Saudi money, Pat Bev.
Don't forget the JJ LeBron podcast.
Oh, no. He was in Israel, Pat Bev.
That's a big mistake then, my bad.
I'm sure. Don't forget Curry's got a podcast.
Don't talk about that.
Yeah, he's what, done two episodes? Bob Myers had a podcast. He did like two episodes.
Yeah.
Kind of shoved it. So I'm saying, all these podcasts, dude, Draymond's got to pump it out. He's in competition. It's a deep category.
Right, Tel Aviv of the Israeli Premier League.
Yeah, that's where he's at.
The IPL, IPL.
He said something the other day about Darvin Ham, saying, you know, Darvin Ham told me he made a mistake. They should have rolled with me. Kind of like D'Amador Lenore telling Richard Sherman, you know, I went up to Steve Hooks before the Super Bowl, said, I think I should play the slot. And then, I mean, look, that may be true and all. Y'all had the Chiefs to 19 points. They were doing nothing on offense.
Are you really going to do
that? And then, no, hold on. Okay. And then Richard Sherman telling him, you know, next time, just go straight to Shanahan. Just go straight to Shanahan.
Do we have that sound?
Right. Just go straight to Shanahan. He'll find it here. Real quick, pods on the trade rumors.
This is my first year going through something like this. So to have your name kind of rumored in something that you necessarily can't control is definitely different. Something that, you know, as a college kid, as a high school kid, you don't have to worry about because there is no trades. So that was definitely different. But at the same time, it was a good feeling that to know that, you know, you're wanted across the league. Teams see your value. And at the same time, you see how much value Golden State I have there. So it was good to be a part of that, go through it. But I think Mike and I think Joe did a great job during that process of just being transparent with me and my agent of kind of what was it looking like, what was it going to happen. You know, basically at two different points in time, they told me I wasn't going to go anywhere. So I felt that as an extra confidence booster that they see a bright future for me as I do myself. You know, Joe during Summer League said he thinks we have an all-star, and I agree with him 100%. And that's something that I strive for and, you know, plan to do in the coming years.
I like the perspective. I like the perspective. That's a hell of a perspective to have on that one. You could get deterred. You could get pissed off. You could be like, man, I'm in all these trade rumors, but you don't love me. I love that answer. Hey, league values me. Cool. Warriors value me. Cool. Let's go. I know I'm a valuable piece in this league. I just love the answer. I love it. I love the perspective from a second year pro.
It's just tough. I don't know, you know, how you navigate that. I would have no idea
right.
how that would go down. You see your name circulated, you got an agent, the ownership, right. There's a front office. Like I don't even know where I would begin with all that.
It's tough, but to have that answer and that perspective, got no problem with that.
Yeah.
I've got no problem with that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.